Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm so glad you're joining me again today. Ever feel like your relationships are stuck in a bit of a rut? You know, those familiar patterns that pop up time and time again, leaving you feeling frustrated or even hurt. We all have them, right? But the good news is, we can learn to break free from those unhealthy cycles and build stronger, more fulfilling connections with our loved ones. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Cultivating healthy relationships with family and friends. Think about it, strong relationships are the bedrock of a happy life. They provide us with support, love, laughter, and a sense of belonging. But sometimes, those bonds can get tangled up in our own insecurities and past experiences. We might find ourselves repeating old patterns, clinging too tightly, or pushing people away when we need them most. So how do we break free from these unhealthy dynamics and create the kind of loving relationships we truly crave? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. First things first, self-awareness is key. Take some time to reflect on your own attachment style. Are you the anxious type who craves constant reassurance? Or maybe you're more avoidant, preferring to keep things at arm's length. Understanding your tendencies can be a real game changer because it allows you to recognize those patterns when they start to emerge in your relationships. Second, communication is everything. It might seem obvious, but truly open and honest communication is the cornerstone of any healthy relationship. Share your thoughts and feelings with your loved ones, even the difficult ones. Active listening is just as important. Really try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Third, set healthy boundaries. Remember, saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It shows that you respect yourself and your own needs. Learning to say no when necessary can prevent resentment from building up over time. You deserve to have your boundaries honored just as much as anyone else. Fourth, practice empathy. Try to put yourself in your loved one's shoes. Imagine how they might be feeling in a given situation. This doesn't mean you always have to agree with them, but it can help you understand their perspective and respond with compassion. Finally, remember that relationships take work. There will be ups and downs, disagreements, and even occasional frustrations. But the key is to keep showing up for each other, communicate openly, and work through those challenges together. You know what I'm talking about? Picture this. You're at a family gathering, maybe a holiday dinner or a birthday party. There's that one relative who always seems to stir things up with their comments or opinions. Maybe they say something insensitive, or perhaps they bring up past conflicts. How do you handle it? Do you get sucked into the drama, letting your emotions take over? Or do you choose to stay calm, set a boundary, and politely redirect the conversation? This is where those healthy relationship skills come in handy. Remember that self-awareness. Knowing your own triggers can help you avoid getting pulled into unhealthy patterns. And remember communication? Maybe you could gently say something like, "I appreciate your perspective, but I'd prefer not to discuss this topic right now." Or let's focus on enjoying each other's company and celebrating this special occasion. By practicing empathy and setting those boundaries, you can navigate challenging situations with grace and create a more positive experience for everyone involved. So remember these key takeaways as you navigate your relationships. Be self-aware, communicate openly, set healthy boundaries, practice empathy, and remember that relationships take work. Don't let those old patterns hold you back. You have the power to build stronger, healthier connections with the people you care about most. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the love and support for building healthy relationships, one conversation at a time. I'll be back tomorrow with another empowering affirmation to help you on your journey. Until then, take care of yourselves and each other.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.